About where he wanted 100 of each one.
At the moment, it doesn't ring a bell. Do you want me to flip through my notes?
Well, maybe it'll ring a bell if I need a couple of the items.
Roger.
Let's see. There's the first one is nipple. Then there's looks like. This is difficult to read, but body hole gasket, and then so many yards of gasket material. Over.
Roger, roger, I recognize it.
Okay, well, evidently you just said I
Roger.
Well, I have one specific quantity. quantities. So careful.
Roger.
Okay, it's begins at 100 nipples.
Roger.
40 values, does that make sense?
Valves, V-A-L-V-E-S.
Oh, good, right.
Roger.
As soon as Larry gets feedback on a call, let me know, okay?
Roger, roger.
Okay, then there's 50 or more.
Thank you.
Roger, go ahead.
One CDE ham, Roman numeral 3, with 150 8 conductor wire. That's CDE ham, Roman numeral 3.
Roger, I believe we've had that before.
Okay. And then water testing equipment, standard kit for contamination to test E. Whatever that is. Copy.
Roger, I've had that before too. I think you're reading old traffic.
Okay, it says not given, so. Alright, stand by.
Marcella needs James for his particular talent. I don't know how she plans around, William, but anyway, James is going to have to go to Marcella's. You copy?
Are you coming up to one where you live?
Yeah. I don't think she plans very far ahead.
Right now?
Yep, right now, right this very minute. Over. Roger, we can do that.
That would be real good. Standby,
I'll call the medical person here. Roger, Roger, WB6DVI with WB6MID, portable radar 3, standing by. Frequency is in use. WD6 VVI with WD6 MID portable 8R3 and WD6 MNH portable 8R1. Thank you for checking the frequency of the use.
Certainly does. Roger, roger. Roger, roger.
Let's give her a second. She's getting herself together. Is that you, Sarah?
Yes, I yawn.
Okay, here we go. This is WB system ID 2103 with medical traffic for WB6 CDR. Okay, this is all, equipment. Do you copy?
Roger.
Okay. We have need a manual, repair manual, Sierra Gun 180-5 Zenit ITP.
Roger.
Could be two different things, but
you know, obviously they're talking about a goodly length of time, over.
Yeah, but it's
Well, the couple has the child also.
Apply.
Five what? There's a note here that the singer's mother just had an operation or is ill or something and wants the singer to get in touch with her. That's Diane.
We heard about that. Roger, Roger.
Flo and Lewis are together. She doesn't quite see how it will work, but it should be interesting. I know Gilbert is, Nathan right now, so I was just thinking it might be helpful to Nathan.
Roger.
Maybe she could figure something out on it, or maybe one of Pete's friends would know, have some creative ideas on it. Something just happened to our frequency. Are you there?
Roger.
Sounds like somebody is playing their commercial radio on frequency or something. Or maybe it's an underwater diver who's blowing bubbles.
Very interesting.
It's probably somebody in the Bermuda Triangle.
Roger, I copy.
Appreciate it
as well, sir. Be sure and let me know when he grows his size.
Roger, certainly. In fact, he's a three. He's a good, healthy size three now, I would say.
Well, he's an easier size to figure out, but the other two, I'm not always sure where they're at.
Right. Probably between a 6 and a 7, and it just depends. But both of the switches fit fine. In fact, the last one, the other one, was too small, so this one fits just fine. In fact, both of them are perfect fit, and at the jam of 2, in fact.
Every time, I think it was a major argument over why we can't wear Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
Mildred would like one size
too. Who would?
Mildred.
Oh, okay.
We have a gigantic argument every time I watch them and I say, they're wet. And he says, No, they aren't. We have, this long discussion. I have to take him off the cold one, show them to him, and convince him that he cannot wear one of the Pooh pajamas.
Mm-hmm. What about the third one? What's the size there now? 8?
About. Short
person. I don't think very tall. Is he thin or a medium?
Kind of medium, not very, but not fat by any means. I think she's more of a, she's more sort of petite, but she's muscular. She's really coordinated. I mean, muscular wouldn't be the word exactly, but. She has a reputation for being, I suppose, one of the most coordinated children here, over.
Roger.
She goes on all of the playground equipment and, of course, she's much better than her equivalent male counterparts of her age.
Roger.
She can beat anybody at tetherball, even 13 and 14-year-olds.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She's really coordinated.
No doubt about that, she's probably one of the more less coordinated children we have here as far as the physical dexterity is concerned. Well, you'll have to keep me tapped as to what the needs are because I don't remember what has already been sent or anything. We'll check it out. We'll try to get back to you tomorrow on it. Okay, no problem, but we should bring him up to date sooner or later.
Yeah, I'll have to get that from 801. I don't really know. Of course, I don't work on 801 traffic.
Yeah, Roger, I know the communication delay is pretty tough.
Yeah, Roger. From Sam's friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very simple.
I don't know what the evaluation of Elizabeth was about. Over.
That was just Sam's dad, I think. I don't know. Otherwise, though, very, no problem. I guess it just was thinking Elizabeth was tired.
Well, I don't know, it's probably just, I don't know, there was a lot of excitement that day, I don't know.
I think one thing is that, Elizabeth just doesn't get tan, and, you can't help it, if you don't get tan, you don't get tan.
That's true, I thought she looked very nice that day myself, I mean, she was all, she had her party clothes on and everything.